The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Chaber Sefer Shvilei Tzion, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The following shiur has been graciously dedicated by
Reb Yehuda and Chaya Relis, Le'iloi Nishmas,
their parents,
Matasyo Yoinesen Ben Yisro Leib, Zechorinu Lavracha, and his wife, Miriam Chana Bas Yosef Yeshua, Aleh HaShalom. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for their neshamas.
The Gemara in Nazir Yitzayin Amar Aleph says, Amar Mar Bar Avashi, Meichel Kuli Amalei Pligi Dechayla, Eliki Pligi Lemilki. Rabbi Eichen and Sovar, Kivin Dechayla, Loki V'Shlokish Sovar, Loi Loki V'Chayla. And as we've been discussing on Dr. Zion, there's a Machlokes Rabbi Eichen and Reshlokish about someone who says, Arayni Nazir B'Beisak Forest. Rabbi Eichon says that he gets Malchus, and Rav Shlokish says, granted that the Naziris is Chal, but he doesn't get Malchus. And we've been discussing why exactly does Rabbi Eichon hold that you get Malchus. Don't we always say that Lav Shein B'maisa Ein Loikin Olav? We mentioned many Terutzim on Daf Tazayin, and of course we mentioned that Tosfos here on the bottom of the Amud does discuss it, even though the Marab Ronsberg is very not happy with the Tosfos. I would like to discuss numerous issues about this, and eventually, of course, get to what Tosfos says and what he means. First of all, there is a possibility to explore that a lav she'ein b'maisa ein loikin alav means that you don't get malchus if you didn't do an action. What about, like in our case, or a very striking similar case, in Shavuos Daf Yedzayin, when somebody goes into the Beis HaMikdash B'tumah, we know that he also gets malchus. What about if he happens to be in the Beis HaMikdash and then he becomes tamei? There's a lav of shehiyah b'tumah, of remaining there passively without leaving. And that shehiyah can result in malchus. And of course the question is, where's the maisa? Just not moving. He didn't do a physical action of a maisa, an action of going into the Beis HaMikdash B'tumah at all. He became tamei while he was there. So where is the action to trigger the malchus? And one of the very prevalent common terutzim in all the G'dolei Achreinim, elaborated on by the Mishnah Melech and Perek Gimel from Beis HaMikdash, as well as Rabbi Kivager and the Gilyan over there, and numerous others, is a concept of tchilosai al yedei maisa. Even though the actual sin was not committed with an action, with a maisa, but since it was brought upon, it was tchilosai al yedei maisa. Namely, walking into the azara, or in our case, walking into the graveyard, that was tchilosai al yedei maisa. And there are numerous cases where this can be a concept that can result in malchus, and make it classified as a lav sheyesh b'maisa, or somewhat of an action that could result in malchus in a scenario where the lav was committed. One of the issues is, though, that it was tchilosei al yedei heter. When you're talking about, in our case, for example, when the guy was going for a nice stroll and he went into the Beis HaKfaris, and then suddenly he sprung upon us in the graveyard, hareini nazir. So the fact that he walked into the graveyard was totally insignificant and off the radar. How then should it retroactively have an effect and be classified as a maisa, as an action, which can have input in him getting malchus, because malchus is only when he did an action? Why, the action of walking into the Beis HaKfaris was totally nothing wrong with it. It wasn't a significant maisa that should be able to be the primary ingredient for malchus on the hareini nazir, which he said later on, and likewise in the Beis HaKfaris. However, many are of the opinion that no, the din of the maisa that's required, the action that's required to get malchus by lav shein by maisa, does not necessarily have to be a commitment with an action of the actual sin, but as long as a maisa was involved in order to participate in the full commitment of the sin, that could also be considered enough of a maisa that took place to get malchus. And hence, for example, the Prima Gadam and the Psicha Tehilchus Chametz Ois Gimel, as well as the Shagas Aryeh and Sim Lamed Beis, who elaborates about a lot of the stuff we've been discussing, says that even if Tchilosei Beheter, it will also be considered a lav sheyesh b'maisa to get malchus. In other words, the action that he committed originally can input the power of maisa, of action, into the sin that he committed in order to be able to get malchus. Having discussed all that, we now come to learn the bottom line of Tosfos over here, who in a few brief words says so much. Tosfos says on Yizayin Amar Aleph, the bottom line, V'lav hai k'lav she'en b'maisa b'masha m'kabel naziris. This lav over here, this story that we're discussing about Hareini Nozir, the Beis HaKfaris, someone who accepts Naziris while he's in the graveyard, which is a direct contradiction to a Nozir's obligation not to be contaminated with corpse tumah, it's not considered a lav she'en b'maisa by accepting on himself Naziris. The lav she'esh b'maisa hu, b'masha eina yoytze misham k'shenoyde b'nozir. It's a lav sheyesh b'maisa by the fact that he doesn't leave right when he was neider b'nazir, right when he accepted the naziris. B'masha eina yoytze mishom, that's a lav sheyesh b'maisa. How wonderful this Tysus in a few words is, that first of all we obviously see that he clearly wasn't happy with all the many options that we entertained to try to understand why Rabbi Yochanan holds you get malchus even though you didn't do anything. And more importantly, we do have to understand what is he saying. When a guy says Hareini Nozer and he doesn't leave, that is enough of a maitza to get him considered a lav sheyesh b'maitza, and therefore he's liking a lot. Before we get to the actual point, I would like to suggest, perhaps, an interesting novel approach to Tysus. We mentioned earlier that the Magen Mishnah says, the way the Rav Brandsburg quotes it here, as well as many Achrenim, that a lav that's possible to commit with a Maisa, even if it's not a Maisa, but since it's possible to be committed with a Maisa, for example, Chametz on Pesach, we mentioned this all on the Tazayin, Chametz on Pesach, even though normally you could commit the sin by just owning chametz, which is very passive, but since it's possible to commit the sin by buying chametz or by being mechametz something, since it's a lav that's possible to commit with a maisa, you get malchus even if you didn't actually do the physical action. So hence, a lav sheyesh b'maisa doesn't have to be that you did an action in order to get malchus, as the Magen Mishnah, the way the Achrenim quote it. Even if it's possibly, theoretically, you could be over this lav al yedei maisa, you would get malchus in all scenarios, even if you were completely inactive. However, I would like to suggest that if you look carefully in the Magen Mishnah, perhaps he doesn't exactly mean that. I will preface with mentioning Taisus in Bav Matzia Daf Tzadik, but more specifically, let's focus on the Shita Mekubetis in Bava Metzia Daf Mem Gimel. Let's go back for a moment to the Gemara and Tmura that we mentioned on Daf Gimel. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Laisa Seisha B'Tayra Asa B'Maisa Leiker Leiasa B'Maisa Eina Leiker. Any Laisa Seisha, any sin, any prohibition that the Torah says, if you did a Maisa, if you did an action, you get Malchus. If you didn't do an action, you don't get Malchus, except for Meimer, which means the Lav of Tmura, and two others. The Gemara goes on to explain over there in Tmura Daf Gimel, because by Tmura, it's B'dibura Yisavid Maisa. By uttering that he wants to make the Tmura, it becomes that the second animal that he did the Tmura to switches from Chulin to Kachim, and therefore, he did a Maisa of transferring Chulin to Kachim. So apparently, even though anyone who's watching doesn't see anything happen, but since internally, the animal that was chulin became kodesh, became sanctified, that is a significant enough of an action that happened because of his utterance of tmura to be considered a maisa to get malchus. That's what the Gemara in Tmura says. Asks the Shita Mekubetzes in Bav Metzia Daf Mem Gimel, as well as many other achrayinim, that l'chayra, why is pigal always considered a lav she'ein by maisa, ein like in a love, like the Gemara says in Zvachim, Daf Chavtesim at base. If somebody shechts an animal and he has in mind that he's going to eat the carbon after the time that he's supposed to eat it, it's considered pigal, like the Torah tells us in Parshas Tzav, and it's considered a lav she'ein b'maisa, like the Gemara above mentioned in Zvachim says. The Shita wants to know, why is the transfer of a chulin animal to become sacred, to become kadosh, any more of a maisa than the fact that you are making a kosher animal, a kosher carbon, into pigal? That's also a change. So the Shita Mekubetzes answers a very interesting teretz. Many achrayim say different terusim to this question, but I would like to discuss what we can build upon the wonderful words of the Shita Mekubetzes in Bava Metzia Mem Gimel. He says as follows. He says, guess what? Tmura, you have to make an utterance of speech, you have to say you would like to make a tmura, and if you think it in your mind, that's not enough to make a tmura. However, pigal has to be, I'm sorry, I should say, doesn't have to be with a dibur, it can even happen by machshava. So granted, you could speak it out, but mechanically speaking, pigal does not need a dibur. And the whole idea that you could say b'dibura yisavid ma'isa, says the Shita Mekubetzes, is only as a partnership, if you will, between the dibur that you order, that you want to make the tmura, and the actual change of the tmura that it was chulin and became kodesh. Without delving completely into the depth of understanding of everything he's saying, basically what he's doing is, he's saying that in order to achieve the level of action of Maisa that we need for Malchus, in a case where there was no real bona fide action, you need a bridge together the Dibur, the Akimus Fasayim, which again was a discussion like we mentioned in Sanhedrin, if it's considered enough of a Maisa for Malchus, together with the transfer, the change of the Chulun to Kachim. And not only that, but it has to be instrumental in the Tmura. For example, Pigel, even though you can speak out that you would like to eat it Chutzlis Manai and make the Pigel Bedibur, but still, says the Shita Mekubetzes, fundamentally speaking, the mechanics of Pigel could take place just in the mind, by just thinking it. So hence the Dibur would not be that significant. And therefore, Pigel does not have that marriage of the Dibur together with the change from Chulin, from Kachim to a carbon pasul. So again, the Shita Mekubetzes is not differentiating between the change of a carbon kasher to a carbon pigel and the change of a chulin to a tamura to a kaidesh. That he holds is significant enough for the Diburis Avid Maisa, but he holds that the whole mix, the whole svara of Diburis Avid Maisa only applies when you need a Dibur, and then the Maisa can be bridged as a result of the Dibur to make it enough of a Maisa. That's what the Shita Mekubetzes says. And that seems to me what Taisus means in Bava Metziah Daf Tzadik, as well as the above-mentioned Magid Mishnah. Not that just if it's Efshet to be Oira Yidei Maisa, but that since you are making a Dibur, and there is a chasima, which means that there is the love of chasima taking place in the animal, even though it's not a bona fide maisa. But since it happened bekoil, because you said something, so even fakimas fasayim is not a maisa, but we could marry together the dibur with the not so big maisa, not so significant maisa, not a regular action, but it could be enough of an action that together with akimas fasayim, we could turn it into enough of a maisa to give the fellow malchus. That's the, without undue elaboration, that's the way I understand the Shita Mekubetzes. That all being said, perhaps we could throw out an interesting idea, that even though Taisus says that the not going out of the basic forest is a Maisa, maybe Taisus didn't really mean to say that the not going out itself is enough of an action, because after all, it's just an active. He's standing there and he says, Hareini Nozir. So perhaps what Taisus means is that since he said Hareini Nozir, the two together, the Hareini Nozir together with the not going out, can be paired together like the concept of the Shita of the Dibur Esavid Maisa, just perhaps. However, getting down to business, Taisus is saying over here, a major Yisoid, that if somebody says, I already know it's in the basic forest and he doesn't go out, the not leaving itself, the fact that a person is a mover, is a person who can move and he can go, and he doesn't go, staying in one place is just as significant and can be classified as no less than a real action in order to get Malchus for the love of a Nozer contaminating himself. Fascinating fundamental chiddush that Taisus established here in Nozer Yudzayin. The Shagas Ari in Siman Lamed Beis quotes the Taisus and he wonders, he says, wait a minute, how come nicer? What's nicer? You have a carbon that was supposed to be eaten before sunrise, and you went and you didn't eat it. So, Dr. Shagas Aryeh, I don't understand. It should be a lav sheyesh b'maisa, according to Taisus. Because just like not leaving the basic forest is considered a maisa, an action, not burning the kachim should also be considered an action. Not eating the kachim should be considered an action. So why is it considered a lav sheyesh b'maisa? That's what the Shagas Aryeh asks. What an interesting question. I would like to suggest, however, that you could be mechalik. Over here, the Taisus is only meant to say that the physical being of a person's body is supposed to be out of the tumah, is supposed to be out of the basic forest, and not leaving is like almost a physical action. Staying here and not staying here are both physical decisions and actions that the person's mind is making instead of leaving to stay. And the staying itself is not just a passive staying, but it's a physical, it's classified no less than a kumbah say to stay here. However, by the noiser, we're not looking at the guy, we're looking at the food, at the carbon, that it's supposed to be eaten. So what are you going to say? That since the guy didn't go and eat it, that is called a maisa? It's not something that begins and stems in the person, it stems from the food, from the carbon, that it has to be eaten. So it's not exactly the same thing as when a person personally is supposed to not become tamei, and he's staying in the basic forest and saying, Hareini Nozir, and not leaving. There we look at the person, and the act of staying there is a physical action, as opposed to, by the case of Nozir, perhaps. And if you look in the Ritva, Makis of Chavalev, it seems very clearly that he's also going with this mahalach completely. And I later on found, many years ago actually, in the Kilus Yaakov, the Stipler seems to be saying this teretz to the kasha that we're asking, or sorry, that the Shagas Aryeh is asking on Tosfos. Okay. Of course, this pertains to many other parts of the Torah. For example, somebody who's wearing klayim on his shoulders and he doesn't remove it, or someone else placed it on his shoulders, does the not removing the klayim consist of a ma'aser or not, and so on and so forth, but we'll leave it at that.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.